Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And we are going to start things out here with a special guest tonight. He is the source of some of the controversy that has been stirred up as of late here on this program, or I guess responding to some of the controversy that has been happening here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. And, of course, this is Free Talk Live. We will talk to you about anything. But one of the things that is part and parcel of this program is the fact that, well, we live in Keene, and we moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people, and actually recruiting still thousands more, but thousands of people who've decided to pick up their lives and make the move to New Hampshire, all across the state of New Hampshire, in order to get active for freedom. And, of course, we've seen some great progress so far on that front, from the political side of things, and I think also on the not-so-political side, the side of civil disobedience and other market-based activism, non-cooperation, creating our own media. Keene, of course, may also be known as the liberty media capital of the world. We've got radio, television, print here. But there's also a lot of civil disobedience that happens here in the Keene area. And I don't mean every single week there's something going on, but, you know, periodically something will happen, and that's more than what's happening anywhere else. Of course, whenever civil disobedience occurs, there are people who question it, and there are people who critique it, and that's fine. You know, they're certainly free to do that. But this gentleman is a little bit more, I guess, visible than the average critic. He's got a column at jhubert.com. That's H-U-E-B-E-R-T. And he's easier to find at lewrockwell.com. He's one of the many Lou Rockwell columnists. In fact, I know that we have used his columns on the air over the years here at least once. I just did a quick glance of all of his back columns. So lewrockwell.com is the site where he is, I guess. Are you a blogger, Hubert?
Yeah, I blog on there sometimes.
Okay, so you're also available for people to read your stuff on the Lou Rockwell blog at lewrockwell.com. Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on tonight with Ian, Mark, and Julia.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So what happened last night was somebody, you apparently are a member of some secret closed Google group where people who are of liberty mindset are discussing things that most people can't read because it's not public. But somebody who was within that group decided to release one of the messages that was supposed to be or intended to be private. Of course, anytime you publish anything, even in a supposedly private place on the Internet, I guess there's always that chance that it'll get out. And in this case, it did. Me not knowing that this was intended to be a secret post on a secret group, went ahead and took it, read it on the air, and we're not going to rehash the details of that last night, but I wanted to give you a chance to, I guess, put that out there as, like, this wasn't an official column, this wasn't an official article from Hubert.
Oh, sure, that's true. And, you know, we discuss all kinds of things on that list privately, and we bounce ideas off each other or make jokes or take sort of extreme positions or use hyperbole in a way that you would among your friends that you wouldn't with the general public. So certainly by writing this stuff, I wasn't putting it out there trying to urge people to avoid Keene or not join the Free State Project or anything like that, because I was just kind of ranting to friends, essentially, on, you know, my thoughts off the cuff.
Well, I have to say that I'll take whatever. I'm not complaining at all. I love bad publicity. It's okay by me. So thank you for it. But what I wanted to talk about here was your feelings about some of the activism that's going on here, about some of the civil disobedience. People like Sam Dodson. You mentioned him by name in your article or in your post, this message, and you were pretty critical of Sam. And I just wanted to see if, you know, is that really how you feel? And what do you even know about the situation as far as what Sam did?
Well, I mean, I hate to pick on a guy who the government has, after all, and without question unjustly kept in jail for a couple of months. But there's no doubt that he didn't do anything morally wrong or wrong from a libertarian perspective. It just seems to me that from a strategic perspective, some of this may be a little bit questionable. I mean, I came upon this as I was researching the Free State Project, and I, you know, saw the plan put down by Jason Sorens. I thought, oh, this is great. I can see how this can work. And then I look at some of this other stuff, and I think, well, some of this activism, it may not be effective at getting the message out there, and it may even be a little bit counterproductive or a lot counterproductive if it gives people the wrong impression or people don't quite get it and just see it as strange somehow.
Now, Hubert
Dodson in particular, my understanding is, I mean, first there was some incident where he was, he had a speeding ticket and he went into court and was, I think, secretly filming it, and the judge was asking him, you know, if he wanted to plead guilty or not guilty.
I have never heard anything like that. You may be mixing him up with another one.
There's certainly no shortage of courtroom footage in Keene, New Hampshire, and no shortage of activists getting petty tickets.
When Sam Dodson was arrested,
I thought this was from a number of months ago, but anyway.
He moved here in January, and it was shortly thereafter that everything went down. Dave Ridley is one of the videographers, one of the journalists up here. He was initially arrested, I think it was in March, for having a video camera and using it in the public court lobby. He was arrested, charged with disorderly conduct for that. And Sam had come at that point to Dave Ridley's arraignment on the arrest and essentially duplicated what Dave Ridley had done, and that is bring a video camera into a public court lobby, and that's why he was arrested. And that was his first arrest, or his first real, I guess, significant encounter, conflict with the Keene bureaucrats.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure what I was thinking about with the other thing, but yeah, I was familiar with that incident you mentioned, and certainly I'm a strong supporter of allowing cameras in a courtroom. The one time I had an opportunity to speak one-on-one with a Supreme Court justice, that's what I brought up to them immediately and asking them why they don't allow people to do this in the Supreme Court. So certainly I strongly support that right. And it seems to me that, well, first of all, when he was actually put in jail, it wasn't for the filming per se, right?
He was arrested for filming the court lobby.
Refusing to stop filming, I think, is probably the most accurate
right.
way to put it.
The charge was, I think, disorderly conduct, and they slapped him with a resisting arrest charge because he went limp. He was not going to assist them in their kidnapping of him, so he chose to go limp after they decided to arrest him. They also hit him with a stolen property charge because they couldn't find the serial number on the camera. They later dropped that after having found that. And, oh, what was the fourth one? Refusing to process was the fourth charge. And I believe he still faces the resisting and the refusal to process charge. The disorderly conduct charge has been dropped. Refusal to process was thrown at him because he decided to use his supposed right to remain silent and not answer their questions, specifically the one about what his name was. He decided to remain silent, and that's the reason why they held him in jail for 58 days.
Right. And that's the problem. I mean, that's the thing that I see as really being a problem. I mean, I think it's perfectly reasonable civil disobedience to take a camera into a courtroom, and I think people can understand that. I mean, it seems to me that a lot of people would support cameras in the courtroom, and you could persuade a lot of people on that issue without even doing civil disobedience.
But you don't believe, Hubert,
that... Let him finish what he's going to say.
Go ahead.
But if you were going to do some civil disobedience activities, I can see how that would be sort of a reasonable one. But to then refuse to give your name and be kept in jail for 2 months, and that's what's going to bring this whole thing to the public's attention, right, when you're in jail on a hunger strike and doing this stuff.
Right.
And it seems to me that if your purpose in setting out on this was to advance the cause of cameras in the courtroom, then to also pursue this I shouldn't have to give my name to the cops thing draws attention away from that and kind of muddles the issue for people. And, you know, while I understand and you understand why people shouldn't have to give their names to anybody if they don't want to, it's going to be a lot harder for the general public to understand that issue than it is for them to understand why we should be allowed to have cameras in the courtroom.
And, you know, Hubert,
justified. From a strategic point of view, it seems to me that the most sensible thing would be to let's focus on cameras for now and focus on other issues deliberately, separately, when we're ready to deal with those issues.
Hubert, I've heard this critique, and I don't really, you know, I don't really entirely understand it, but, you know, the idea that Sam not only, he should have basically just focused on cameras in the courtroom, but I would like to point out that in this, in the course of the events that took place, that Sam, you know, him not giving his name and then staying in jail for weeks and weeks and then doing the hunger strike, that's the only way that this got press. And at the same time that in Iran, an American journalist was picked up or whatever, you know, they made such a big deal about the free press in Iran. However, here in the United States, when somebody wants to film in a courtroom, in what's supposed to be an open legal system, they choose to throw a man in jail for it.
All right, you know what? We're going to come back with more. Hubert, can you hang out with us for a bit?
Sure, no problem.
All right, more with J.H. Hubert from LeRockwell.com in moments. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page, and they're totally free. freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action and civil disobedience, as well as market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely have ever imagined possible. When you move to New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, you can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking with one of the columnists from lewrockwell.com, which is probably the best read libertarian-ish website on the internet.
I don't think anybody can argue that.
Yeah. So he's likely, his name is J.H. Hubert. We're calling him Hubert here, and he is on the line with us. He had released unintentionally... somebody else released, I guess. He posted something to what he considered a private forum on the internet. It leaked out to us. We put it on the air. And now we're here talking about Keene activism, some of the civil disobedience that's happened here. Of course, our friend and filmmaker, documentarian journalist Sam Dodson was arrested for videoing in a courtroom lobby, which is an allegedly public area. He was arrested for that and then held in jail for 58 days, doing a hunger strike for a good most of the days, I think, that he was in jail. And he was held there for not giving out his name. He was essentially using his right to remain silent. And one of the parts of the story that we didn't touch on here yet is that Sam, when he was in jail, after a couple weeks, they figured out what his legal name was. They determined, based on fingerprints, which he did voluntarily choose to give, they figured out what his legal name was, and so they continued to hold him at that point just to flex their power, just to be vindictive. They continued to hold him until he gave his legal name, which he actually never did. All throughout the 58 days, he never did it. Hubert, you're back on with us. You are actually somebody who has law training. You're a law professor, apparently. And so you're saying you think this was too much. You think that strategically this is going to the point of not giving a name was a distraction from what you believe was the main issue of being arrested for having a video camera in a public place. Is that pretty much your position so far?
Yeah, I mean, I assume that was his purpose.
Well, let's bring him on, because he's with us on the other line here. Sam, you're on with Hubert. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hubert, can you hear him okay?
It's a little soft, but yeah.
Okay. Sam, what was your purpose in all this?
My purpose was simply to go up and exercise free press in the common area outside of the district court there, which is public property.
But why not obey, Sam? Why not just give your name up when they demanded it of you? Why did you go with that? Why did you go that far?
Well, as a member of the press, I think it's important that the police not continually take bite-sized little bits of freedom away from people by overstepping their bounds and drafting unlawful legislation or orders. And I think this is an example of one.
So when you say this is an example of one, you mean where the judge basically, number one, created an order out of thin air by writing something down and not even signing it. Actually, where we believe it was the judge, but there's no way to prove it because it's unsigned. That's the one that bans cameras from the court lobby. Then the other one with this, what is essentially by their own rules, at least to my understanding, an illegal holding of you there because you wouldn't jump through their hoops. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and I also think it's important to show people the flaws in the system, that what they say, you know, really I understand, and I think a lot of people who have seen the injustice out of the court system over any period of time, especially lately, is that they're not providing justice. It's not a fair and impartial, you know, arbiter of the facts sitting up there. There are all kinds of biases built into it. It's really a system designed to let the masses go in and feel like they have a fighting chance, just to keep them enslaved and under the authority of the so-called authorities.
Hubert?
Well, you get no disagreement from me on that. I mean, I've philosophically, we're on exactly the same page. You know, I know the judges are human beings, and there's, you know, there are good arguments out there that, you know, the whole idea of even trying to do an originalist interpretation of the Constitution is kind of futile, because it just, even that just masks the fact that it boils down to some people controlling others. So, you know, on those philosophical ideas, I think we're on the exact same page. I'm just concerned about...
You know, if I'm arrested, and let's just say, put the issue of should I have given them my name or not aside, would I still have the basic due process rights? I mean, do you believe those are important even if somebody's remaining silent?
Of course, of course.
Okay. Now, they didn't tell me what I was charged with.
I mean, I don't think, you didn't do anything that I would say is wrong, you know, as a libertarian.
They lied to me. They didn't tell me she was here. They lied. I went back downstairs and told her, you know, we told them you were here and he didn't want to see you. So they denied me counsel. They refused to take me to an arraignment. You know, the list goes on. I was basically put in a box and left alone, and if it wasn't for the Free Staters raising attention on the outside, the liberty activists, you know, bringing this issue to the public, it wouldn't have seen the light of day. And I also had writs of habeas corpus working through the courts at the same time, which is part of the reason I was staying in there, and maybe, you know, something that actually helped them push me out the door, because it was sitting before the Supreme Court and they were going to have to rule on it.
Hubert.
I don't really have anything to argue against here. I mean, certainly, you didn't do anything wrong, and I never made the argument that you did anything wrong, I don't think. And
well, you said that you didn't believe it was strategically appropriate.
Right. Well, I do agree with that. I mean, to refuse to give your name when you can sort of predict that this isn't going to end well for you, and to continue to refuse once you're in that situation, you could probably get out of it by doing that. Now, obviously, you still have problems after that.
But I think that, Hubert, one of the things that's happening here is a lot of the people that have come here have had about enough of cooperating with this unjust system. And there's really something to the ideal of non-cooperation. I mean, would you have told Rosa Parks that strategically she was in an inappropriate manner by refusing to sit in the back of the bus? I mean, should she have just gone along with it? Her life would have been a lot easier had she just went along with the law and maybe called some legislators and begged them for relief.
I don't think she sat in jail for 58 days.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't tell her not to do that. But on the other hand, you have to consider that when she chose to do what she did, it was part of a very carefully considered strategy. And they could predict very much what the consequences would be, how they would use this for their purposes. I mean, it was what she did was part of a very specific plan, whereas it seems to me this thing, once you got off on the not giving the name thing, was going off on a different track. And if Rosa Parks had refused to give her name and done other things, then the issue that she was really there for, the desegregation issue, it could have been lost in the shuffle of it all.
But as Sam pointed out, the fact that he was in jail for that long is why this issue even got attention in the first place. I'll bring you both back here in just a moment. We'll get some final thoughts on this issue, and I want to move on to the topless event, which hasn't even really become an event. It's just more been a discussion about something that may not even happen, but nonetheless, it's stirred up some controversy to the point where people have, at least one person has rescinded his subscription to the Free Talk Live AMP program and has left the Keen Liberty Movement. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Though if you've got a question for J.H. Hubert, he is on the line with us. He's one of the bloggers and the authors over at LouRockwell.com. He's got his own website, J.H. Hubert. That's Hugh with an E, H-U-E-B-E-R-T, J.H.Hubert.com. And he is an award-winning writer, award-winning attorney, and a law professor. So we're having him expound upon some of his thoughts and critiques about the Keen Liberty Movement, because here on this show, it can be a bit of a rah-rah fest. I mean, Mark, you're sometimes pretty critical of some of the civil disobedience that has happened here. But of the two of the instances that Hubert was talking about in the leaked forum post that somebody leaked out, in those instances, you were on our side. You were pretty much on the side of Sam Dodson.
If he had any idea of some of the crap that I've experienced here in the Free State Project, he'd probably go on after that.
And, the flag burning. You had a real problem with the U.S. and the U.N. and the New Hampshire flag. Well, you're okay with the U.N. flag being
burned. Yeah, I'm okay with the... I burned a U.N. flag myself.
Yeah.
But the U.S. flag, I think that just... rouse people up.
So he was pretty critical of Sam Dodson, who had spent 58 days in jail because he refused to answer a question about what his legal name was originally arrested for videotaping in a court lobby. And Hubert, you're back with us. You'd suggested, and Sam's gone at this point, I think he had somewhere to be, but you had suggested that you thought that Sam had gone too far by just not focusing on just one issue, and that you believe that he should have just gone ahead and cooperated with his captors. Is that pretty accurate?
if the purpose of his activism was to get out a particular message about cameras in the courtroom, then yeah, it seems to me you want to stick with that, you know, narrowly focus your issue and get that out there and don't muddle it with other things that are just going to be less easy for people to understand, if that's your purpose. Now, if your purpose is to just kind of, you know, stand up for justice and stick it to the state and show them that you're not going to do what they say, which, you know, there's not really anything wrong with that, but if your purpose is to actually, you know, get good PR for libertarianism and liberty.
See, that's where that's where I disagree with you, is that this was bad PR. Of course, I'll take, as I said earlier, I'll take whatever kind of PR I can get because it's free publicity, and I'm not going to look that gift horse in the mouth. And some of it has been mixed over time here, but the one that was the article that was written about Sam, as I recall, was pretty darn great. It was a front page article here in the Keene Sentinel. It had a picture of him sitting in jail and
the Boston Globe.
The Boston Globe, they didn't really do an article fully about Sam, but they did talk about it, and that was important, too. But, yeah, I mean, this has gotten, Penn Jillette, a very famous magician and comedian, had his attention drawn to Keene because of the controversy generated from what happened to Sam. And as Sam pointed out, a lot of this coverage never would have happened had they not held him in jail for 58 days. I mean, Dave Ridley was also arrested for just that single issue. So Dave Ridley is somebody who did, kind of as you're suggesting, Hubert, he was arrested for videotaping in that court lobby. He cooperated with the police. He didn't go limp. He walked out on his own volition, and they released him within an hour. But as a result, Dave Ridley's incident was overshadowed by what happened to Sam. And another good thing that we've got going on here, and part of the reason I'm having you on and having this discussion is to kind of create whatever sort of common ground we can have, especially if you're looking at writing an article about the Free State Project in the future. I think it's important to have you at least with maybe a greater understanding of one of the more controversial elements within the movers of the Free State Project, and that would be the Keene area and the kind of activism going on out here. So I think that what happened was Sam's case, while certainly people are going to disagree with any incident of civil disobedience on some level, Sam's case got a lot more publicity than pretty much anything else has so far, with the exception maybe of Andrew Carroll holding a piece of marijuana out in his hand and then going to jail for 9 days because of it. So we have had quite a variety here. And on the good side, we also have our own media. As I was mentioning before, we've got television, we've got newsprint, we've got radio. It's all here in Keene, New Hampshire. So we have the added ability to actually sculpt the message in whatever way we think is best. Obviously, the mainstream gets to sculpt it in the way they think is, but at least we have our own outlets to get it, our exact, precise message out to people. Your thoughts, Hubert?
Well, I mean, you guys are the ones on the ground there, and you know how people in New Hampshire are receiving this and what kind of impression it's making. I mean, I just look at this, you know, from a great distance, I'll admit, and it seems, and I just, you know, even though, you know, I understand the libertarian issues pretty well, I look at it and I think, well, what exactly is the message they're trying to get out with this? That the government courts are illegitimate, the police are illegitimate, I look at it and I don't quite get it. And if I don't get it, I'm thinking, how is the average, you know, New Hampshireite going to take this?
That's a good question.
Maybe it's being explained to them well enough that in fact they are getting that it's about cameras in the courtroom or whatever, and it's being effective. But from the distance I'm seeing it at, it just doesn't come across as very clear, and it seems to me it would confuse people.
Effective is difficult to nail down here. You know, for one thing, I would love to have the liberty movement where I got to control 20,000 liberty-loving individuals and get them to do what I want them to do. However, nobody's offered me that option. Apparently, you have I have the liberty movement where 20,000 people do what the heck they want to do, and some of it looks less efficient, and some of it looks more. And there's plenty of civil disobedience here that makes me cringe. And but there are people that have moved on the political side for the Free State Project that make me cringe with what they say when they're campaigning. So you know,
what can you do?
Yeah, what can you do? Really, is where it all goes.
You can. I mean, you've got your own radio show, Mark, so you get to spin the message however you want to. And there is a lot that happens here. So it's one thing after another. And one of the things that's been discussed recently that was also in the message that leaked out that you had written, Hubert, was the idea of a topless kind of outreach event where men and women women together would be in public somewhere, perhaps walking down the street, perhaps just hanging out in a certain area. None of the real details have been ironed out beyond the fact that some ladies seem to have been expressing an interest in doing such an event. One of them is sitting in the studio with us. Julia is on our third microphone. And Julia, where were you coming from in the idea of going forward with some sort of a topless event, if that even ends up becoming a reality? Where do you think that, what's the purpose?
Well, this is something that, I mean, I have not really ever set any plans for. It's something I thought of many, many years ago when I first thought about moving here for the Free State Project, and it's just something that's always kind of bothered me. I guess if a guy can walk down the street without his shirt, just the fact that I can't have the option to take my shirt off is really what bothers me. On a really hot day, I guess, just the fact that I don't have the option, for me, it's an equality issue, and it's just something that's always really bothered me. So I have not made any kind of plans to actually do this. But it's something I've always wanted to do, maybe someday.
And that fact has enraged a certain amount of people because they, like, I believe you, Hubert, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, some of these other people are saying that this is going to be the end of the liberty movement as we know it. I mean, really making it sound like, you know, this is the worst thing that could ever happen because there are some prudes out there, and they believe they're a majority. There are sexist prudes out there that don't think women should have their shirts off. And I'm not saying that you are one of them, Hubert. I'm not sure exactly how you feel about this beyond that, you know, it didn't feel like you supported it at all. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm not enraged by it or particularly concerned that it's going to ruin the whole liberty movement, but it seems to me from a libertarian perspective, it's a little fuzzy because, I mean, libertarianism isn't a philosophy that says, well, you have the right to be naked in public or to just go do whatever you want. I mean, libertarianism is about private property rights. So if you want toplessness on your property, you can have that. If I don't want it on mine, I can have that. And obviously, in a fully libertarian society, streets would be private, and the person who owns them would decide who can wear shirts and who can't, and that's how it would be. So we have these streets that are public streets, and so the question is, you know, how do we deal with that? I certainly wouldn't advocate having police come along and drag people off to jail for being topless or naked or whatever on public streets, as long as they're not actually hurting anyone else, because, you know, however offended I or someone might be by seeing that, certainly the government using violence is worse. But it seems to me if you make this your issue, people may think, libertarianism and this liberty stuff, it's about, you know, being naked in public and stuff like that, when in fact, it's not at all. It's simply libertarianism has nothing to say on where nudity is appropriate, except that it should be whatever the private property owner wants.
We're going to come back with more, Hubert, and I believe that somebody is on the line with another issue or something they wanted to bring up to you. So I think we can keep it for the remainder of the hour, right?
Sounds good to me.
Hang on. More with Hubert here in moments. 800-259-9231. We'll let Julia respond on the topless issue and, of course, take your calls. Hear about anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies. They've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. You can see them at shrine.freetalklive.com. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Chews for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable that facilitates digestion. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities. Goji, mangosteen, acai, I guess I'm saying that wrong, and nani fruit. These four superfruits contained in Chews for Health are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits in the world. And you can get a free one-week trial by calling 1-800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. All you got to do is pay for shipping and handling.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We're going back to J.H. Hubert. He is one of the columnists, one of the bloggers at lourockwell.com, one of the most widely read libertarian websites out there. As my understanding, he's perhaps working on an article that may be talking about the Free State Project, and I had come across information that apparently wasn't supposed to be released that was fairly critical, at least, of not the Free State Project. He was pretty lauding the whole Free State Project idea, but specifically some of the civil disobedience and non-cooperation that's going on, and in some cases are simply planned to happen here in Keene, New Hampshire. And Hubert, we're bringing you back on here for the remainder of this segment. I think we've got at least one call for you. But just kind of talking about, I've been trying to paint this picture of what's exactly happening here in Keene. It's not any one particular civil disobedience in a vacuum. There's a whole media structure that surrounds it. Of course, there are dozens of liberty-minded people that have moved here already as part of the Free State Project, so having them out there, being able to talk to people at their places of business and things like that also, I think, helps kind of sculpt what the message is. And as far as civil disobedience is concerned, while I understand when people say, well, you need to pick the best civil disobedience, there's some things that are just the right thing to do as well, regardless of how people might tend to feel about it. And I'm not going to go out on a limb here. I would like to believe that most people are okay with the idea of marijuana legalization, but maybe that's not the case. And we had a guy, Andrew Carroll, hold out a bud of marijuana in his hands and get arrested for that. Some people would say that wasn't the right strategy, that the appropriate thing to do would be to go down and beg the representatives to change the laws, which, let me tell you, plenty of people are doing that stuff. There's a lot of political activism going on here in New Hampshire. But there are some people who have said they want to take a different route, and that's the route that they're going to, and I guess they're just not really concerned with what the majority of people think. That's my impression. They are just doing what they feel is the right thing to do, not necessarily out of any sort of public property issue, because you're right. Obviously, in a libertarian world, all the property would be privately owned, and then you'd have to abide by the private property owner's rules. And in fact, there was somebody who came up with a counter-protest to the whole topless protest idea to point that out, to point out to people that it was another free stater, came up with this idea to have other people, other free staters that didn't necessarily agree with toplessness, counter-protesting and saying, hey, this wouldn't be able to happen if this were private property, or there's a chance it might not be able to happen if this were private property. So there's what I'm trying to tell you, Hubert, there's a lot more going on here than maybe meeting your eye from afar, and I don't even know how much digging you'd already begun to do on this.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, I don't doubt that there are lots of people doing lots of good things that I didn't mention in that article because it wasn't an article, in that note, just because that wasn't the point of my note. But, you know, I don't doubt that there are lots of people doing great things there. And, you know, I hope that those things are coming to the fore so that people around there are seeing them and you're moving the cause forward there, because that's what it's all about.
I'm going to go to Todd Barnett. He's on the line calling from Michigan. Todd, you're on with Hubert.
Ian, Mark, and Julia. Hello, JH. How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, first of all, I apologize if I did cause you any embarrassment, any heartache over what happened. I'm not going to rehash the entire thing.
But you're the guy, Todd, you're the guy who did release what was intended to be apparently a secret post.
That's right. I want to point out, though, that I've got nothing against JH. I think he's done some great stuff for the Liberty Movement, a lot of stuff for Lou Rockwell, and I commend him entirely. I guess when I saw his post, I had this this reflex action, you know, that this little alarm that went off in my head thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe he's writing about this. And that's what set this whole thing in motion, and that was my fault, and I shouldn't have handled that way. So therefore, I apologize if I did that to you, JH.
Thank you for that, Todd. I'm sure it's appreciated. Hubert, any thoughts?
No, I don't really have any thoughts on that.
All right, Todd, thanks for the call tonight. All right, Hubert, so you've got a book coming out, right?
Well, sometime next year, yeah.
Okay. What's the subject?
It's currently titled Libertarianism Today. It's a book that the publisher commissioned about the libertarian movement as a whole, covering what different people are doing there on this. So, and I'm just getting to research the Free State Project right now to make sure that I adequately cover that. And that's how I came upon the stuff that we've been commenting on.
What do you think about the libertarian movement today? Is it looking good? Is it looking bad? I mean, what do you? Because it seems to me one of the reasons that I moved for the Free State Project. I'll give you a little. The reason I'm asking is that I moved for the Free State Project because I've been seeing people all along through since 1776 with Thomas Paine writing Common Sense or whatever. People have been writing about liberty and that kind of thing for a long time, and it doesn't seem to have made any difference. The government gets bigger, it grows, it gets more intrusive. Voting for libertarian candidates since 1971 hasn't really done anything. They haven't, on a presidential level, haven't gotten more than a million votes, and on a local level, they haven't elected more than a dog catcher. So, I kind of felt like libertarians needed to be concentrated, and that's why I moved for the Free State Project. What do you see, just sort of worldwide, nationwide, for the libertarian movement?
I mean, it's hard to know how things will go. I mean, you look at government growing bigger and bigger, and I don't really see that trend reversing anytime soon. And it does look like it's going to get worse and worse. All I really know is the only chance it has to ever get better is if all of us do, everything we can, everything thoughtful that we can, to get the right ideas out there, to move them forward to the extent that we can, and, hope for the best. Hope that in a crisis situation, people may turn to our ideas. And I think you see some of that happening, certainly with Ron Paul and the Fed, the way he's got people on board with wanting to audit the Fed, people questioning the Fed. And if that succeeds, then obviously that could go a long way toward restraining the federal government and its printing press. And you just have to keep pushing forward on the important things like that if we're going to see any progress.
I agree that the best thing that's happened for the liberty movement up to this point is Ron Paul running for president, and hopefully he can get this off the Fed bill through. I don't know what it's going to amount to, but any speed bumps on the way to tyranny, I'm for.
Yeah, I mean that's all you can do as far as I can tell. And certainly what Ron Paul has done in putting out a principled message and not being afraid to be radical. I mean, you've had libertarians in Washington, D.C. for a couple decades who, we don't want to talk about the Fed because that's just an untouchable issue. And when you have something really important, maybe this cuts against what I've been saying on other things, but when something is important enough, you have to not be afraid to be radical, and you have to go out there and push this if we're going to have success at all. Because if nobody does it, then the state's just going to keep on rolling right over everybody. There's no question about that.
I agree.
Great, Hubert. Well, good having you on the program here tonight. Hopefully we've come to a greater understanding on both sides. I look forward to seeing your articles in the future at lourockwell.com and maybe using a few of them here on the air.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for your time.
Stay in touch, Hubert.
LouRockwell.com, columnist J.H. Hubert. And let's go quickly to the phones here if he's still there. Bob in Ohio. Do we have Bob?
Hi, fellas. Hey, Julie, I think you got some serious obsessive compulsive behavior problems.
Yeah?
You should really join the Playboy Club or nudist camp. And if you really want to help the...
I'm not really an exhibitionist, so that's not really my cup of tea.
You just want the ability to be able to take your shirt off.
All I want is the option. I probably would rarely take off my shirt if I could.
Maybe
well,
it was a hot
I wouldn't
day.
Want my... Julie, I wouldn't want my daughter doing that. I'd want people to respect my daughter, and I'd want her to be respectful.
Well,
in
why
public.
Would showing my boobs be disrespectful?
Well, I would say it's tempting a lot of weaker people. I don't know what your chest looks like, but
it looks
some
very
people
nice.
Are tempted a little easier than others.
Well, are they tempted in Europe?
The true cause of this movement.
Americans are weaker, Mark.
You're drawing attention to the wrong thing.
Really? Who decides what's the right and wrong thing? Is that you?
Well, we're talking about internal workings of our corrupt government, not how exhibitionists can display themselves.
I'm not an exhibitionist.
Thank you, appreciate the call tonight. I would have kept him through, but it sounds like he's talking through a pillow. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're just talking about equality. If a guy can walk down the street with his shirt off, why can't a lady? Is every guy with boobs that walks down the street also an exhibitionist? Hour 2's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.